Mogalaccio, The Power of Purple, from Issue 1 of Artemis Poetry. The Power of Purple, for Mark and in memory of Shunhua Chan. Morning. The purple iris knocks me for six again. Such colour. Not washed out lilac, not in-your-face indigo, just absolute imperial rex, perfect purple. Yellow runway for the bees, corduroy ribbed to rob them of their pollen, but just in case, beckoning moth markings, faint fawn of thrush feathers, pointing, nudging the way to the dark, sweet centre. Noon. My downstairs neighbours are back from the hospital, in shock. A rare tumour is growing behind her face. She looks the same. She looks like yesterday. I picture mauve plums ripening in the soft spaces of her skull. He details possibilities, surgical procedures. My mouth dries up with clichés. Night, but no sleep. The impervious moon still rises. One fat moth batters and batters against cold glass. Old scars I hoped had healed tear open. If only we could get back to the moment, to that very last moment, which was the moment before the knowledge that fractures the whole of one's life. I want to dive into the iris, lose myself in pure colour, let the purple bear me up. My young friend fought for 2 hard years. She lost. No miracle occurred. My son stays dead. Calendula heals, and lavender, purple sage, and the modest creeping viola, heart's ease. Life bruises fade, but never disappear. Each year, I seek the purple iris out. It never fails. It has the power to take my breath away.